In 1966, Jacqueline Suzanne's Valley of the Dolls was the kind of book nice girls snuck home from the drugstore. Juicy and 60s racy and full of pill and cleavage-popping showbiz gals, it was an instant hit and became a cult film. Now, 35 years later, there's a sequel, Shadow of the Dolls, written not by the late Miss Suzanne, but by Ray Lawrence, a pseudonym for Ruth Liebman, who joins us from New York. Fans know the Valley Girls by heart, Neely O'Hara, Ann Wells. Now, in this sequel, which I have to confess to you I have not read, I am saving it to take to the beach with me in a brown paper wrapper, do they live druggedly ever after?
I think druggedly is the right adjective. Times have changed, but the characters certainly haven't. Neely O'Hara, her problems this time around are Vicodin, Xanax, Valium, just about everything you have, or shall I say friends of yours have in their medicine chest.
Now, Jacqueline Suzanne did a rough draft for a sequel, and alas, she died before she could write it. Did you stay pretty close to the ideas that she had sketched out, Ms. Liebman?
I stayed with her big ideas and, of course, stayed with the characters because I think Neely O'Hara and Ann Wells are so perfect, you wouldn't want to change a single hair on their heads. But so much has changed in the last 35 years. The drugs have changed. Certainly, celebrity culture had changed. So I did a lot of updating.
We need to remind people about Neely O'Hara and Ann Wells. Mm. Neely was the impossibly ambitious, fastest track to the top gal. Ann was the nice girl.
Ann is the woman that all our mothers would have loved for us to turn out to be. Neely O'Hara is, you know, she has the guts to say and do all the things that we just think about. Her inner demons are what drive her. And it's just so much fun to write a character who's, frankly, that nasty.
I bet it is. Well, I want to get now to the real reason that we are calling. You are apparently not doing very much publicity for this book, just a store appearance in New York and a party in Los Angeles. And you told the Washington Post, this is a direct quote now, "I don't think NPR is in my immediate future."
Well, I guess I'm happy to be wrong, and I guess even NPR listeners have their guilty pleasures, you know.
Ruth Liebman, a.k.a. Ray Lawrence, author of Shadow of the Dolls, the just-out sequel to Jacqueline Suzanne's Valley of the Dolls. On the shaky theory that wallowing in dolls is good for what ails you, here is the theme from the movie Valley of the Dolls, a full dose of it with singer Dionne Warwick.
Gotta get off, gonna get, have to get off from this ride. Gotta get hold, gonna get, need to get hold of my pride. Wind is
Dionne Warwick with the theme from Valley of the Dolls, the motion picture. Music by Andre Previn, lyrics by his then-wife Dory. That timeless recording spent 11 weeks on the Billboard chart in 1968. On the flip side of that little 45 record with the big hole in the middle was I Say a Little Prayer. It was Dionne Warwick's first gold record.